Arizona votes.
Wow. Here we are. Here we sit. And it looks like, for all intents and purposes, two Republican candidates for governor now, with former Congressman Matt Salmon deciding to suspend his campaign.
When it comes to Salmon dropping out of this race, it's a big development in this already heated Arizona GOP primary race.
Okay, so we've got the Senate race, which is being watched around the country. We also have the governor's race, which is actually the most watched election inside our state, and a lot of people from around the country also watching this. That, by the way, was pollster Mike Noble of OH Predictive Insights, who has a little bit of a differing opinion than I do when it comes to whom Salmon dropping out benefits more. But first, I want to hear from Salmon, who can really be considered a somewhat elder statesman for our state. He served in several offices since 1991 when he was elected to the state Senate. He was then swept into Congress in Bill Clinton's 1994 midterm election in what was called the Republican Revolution. Salmon promised to serve only three terms, kept his promise, left Congress, and then in 2002, he won the Republican nomination for governor. Way back then, won the Republican nomination for governor, but then lost the general election to Democrat Janet Napolitano in a real close election. I think he only lost by about 1%, then returned to Congress for a couple terms. So I think we owe it to Matt Salmon to hear from him and what he told Gatos and Chad yesterday about why he dropped out.
As I looked at the numbers, we just weren't able to make up the difference. We needed to move on and allow the voters to pick between the two front runners.
You obviously saw there's no path forward after only being able to get something like double digits, barely into the double digits percentages of likely Republican voters in polls, while Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson are in the 20-something percent range.
I want to do what is in the very best interest of this state. You know, one of my favorite movies was Star Trek, and you remember when Spock said, sometimes the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few? Well, that's exactly what the situation was here. My political opportunity or career or whatever you want to call it is secondary to what's best for the state.
So the Real Clear Politics poll average has Carrie Lake at 31%, Karen Taylor Robeson at 24%, and the now departed Matt Salmon at 14. And I say now departed, it makes it sound like he's passed away. He's just dropped out of the race. Mike Noble's latest poll, that's the pollster I played some sound for you from before. His latest poll has Lake and Taylor Robeson in a closer race and has both of them in the 20s percentage-wise.
From our previous research, we've seen that the composition of Matt Salmon's voters will end up benefiting Carrie Lake a little bit more than Karen Taylor Robeson.
You know, I just finished writing a Phoenix Magazine article that said Salmon leaving the race benefits Taylor Robeson more. So we'll see. We'll see who's right.
It's kind of disappointing, though. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he seems he's very conservative, but at the same time seems to be, from my experiences, pretty level-headed.
Right.
And able to work with others.
And maybe he dropped out of this to keep one person from winning more than helping the other person win. He's trying to keep one from winning more than trying to help somebody else win. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes.
He didn't make an official endorsement, but he did have this to say about who's remaining in the race.
You know, just because somebody's got a big mouth doesn't mean that they know more. And because the volume of how they speak is louder than the rest doesn't mean that they know more. Sometimes it's better to keep your mouth closed and have people think you're a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. You've heard that saying before.
And he says he's probably going to endorse somebody at some point or another, either Carrie Lake or Karen Taylor Robeson. See if you can figure out which one he's talking about, though.
You have to ask yourself this question. Out of the candidates running, who has the kind of experience left on the table to actually manage and see their way through this kind of stuff? And I think that once people ask themselves that kind of question, the answer is going to become painfully obvious.
All right. More on Matt Salmon dropping out of the governor's race coming up here on Arizona's Morning News.